This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Tributes continue to pour in for civil rights icon and longtime Congressman John Lewis, who died Friday of pancreatic cancer. We get more from AP's Julie Walker.
Dream Defenders co-founder Philip Agnew only met Lewis once and considers himself lucky.
I think anybody that has ever been in his presence feels the full weight of history on his shoulders.
Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Cullors says the man who risked his life to end legalized racial segregation is a civil rights icon.
He has always been on the right side of history over and over and over again.
Brittany Packnett Cunningham, an activist with Ferguson Uprising, says his legacy lives on.
I have so much gratitude for the seed that he has cared to plant in so many of us.
John Lewis, dead at the age of 80. I'm Julie Walker.
The rising tide of new coronavirus cases is flooding emergency rooms in parts of the United States. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
Health officials say the near constant care COVID-19 patients require is overtaxing hospital staffs, who are also trying to treat more typical ER cases like chest pains, infections, and fractures. In Florida, hospitals say they're in desperate need of remdesivir, a medication that's been shown to shorten the average hospitalization time for coronavirus patients. But Governor Ron DeSantis says it's on the way.
We are getting 30,000 more vials of remdesivir sent to the state of Florida, actually sent directly to the hospitals from the Gilead distributor, and those will be arriving within the next 48 to 72 hours.
Florida reported more than 10,000 new confirmed cases and 90 additional deaths Saturday. I'm Ben Thomas.
For more, log on to our website. This is VOA News. European Union leaders failed to agree on a massive stimulus fund to revive their coronavirus-hammered economies on Saturday after 2 days of fraught negotiations. However, they extended their summit for another day in Brussels to try to iron out their differences. As the 27 leaders scurried back to their hotels after a late dinner at the conference hall Saturday, with the pandemic dealing Europe its worst economic shock since World War II, leaders gathered on Friday to haggle over a proposed 750 billion euro fund and the EU budget of more than 1 trillion euros for the next 6 years. However, a group of wealthy and financially frugal northern states led by the Netherlands blocked progress in the first face-to-face EU summit since the spring lockdowns across the continent. They favor repayable loans rather than free grants for the hardest-hit indebted economies that are mostly on the Mediterranean rim, and the northern countries want control over how the funds are spent. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has made a sweeping call to end global inequalities that sparked this year's massive anti-racism protests and have been further exposed by the coronavirus pandemic. As he delivered the annual Nelson Mandela lecture, Guterres said that COVID-19 has revealed the fractures in the skeleton of the societies we have built. The UN chief called for a new model of global governance with inclusive and equal participation.
We need a new global deal to ensure that power, wealth, and opportunities are shared more broadly and fairly at international level. A new model for global governance must be based on full, inclusive, and equal participation in global institutions.
Guterres's address marked what would have been the birthday of former South African president and Nobel Peace Prize winner Nelson Mandela. Tens of thousands of demonstrators in the Russian Far East city of Khabarovsk took to the streets on Saturday, protesting against the arrest of the region's governor on charges of involvement in multiple murders. Local media estimated the rally in the city 6,100 kilometers east of Moscow attracted more than 15,000 people. It was the second large-scale protest in the region in the past week, following a rally in the city center last Saturday. Khabarovsk governor Sergei Vergal was arrested 2 weeks ago and flown to Moscow, where he was put in jail for 2 months. Vergal, a member of the nationalist Liberal Democratic Party, was elected governor in 2018 and is widely popular in the region. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.